Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things that happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? Where dead men called out for his love to flee. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? Where I told you to run so we'd both be free. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight.
Nobody likes doing this podcast except for me. I hope you listeners know that. You know just how much pain all of these people have to go through to bring you this podcast every week.
I would say there's four things.
Welcome back, listeners, to another fine episode of the JL Show. Your favorite podcast.
For Alaric on the end. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It's on the end, is it AU?
I don't know. I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
So yesterday was a pretty big movie news day. First of all, we had the main John's trailer. Or not the trailer. We had the announcement of Spectre, which we talked about yesterday. And there was a ton of other stuff.
I was reading this thing. This is kind of personal kind of thing.
Okay.
So, I take a photo of people and question, because some of my answers are very funny. The question. I can't remember, Mom asked me a question, but my answer was not telling. Because she did, she'd write down whatever I said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, another one was. What makes you scared? 5. It was the same question. I don't even know what the fuck that was about.
5. So back to shit no one cares about. the Spectre. You know what? I was actually thought the name Spectre was pretty stupid, and then I saw the announcement and I saw it written in the cool font, and I got slightly more enthusiastic about it. But you know, Spectre. Anyway, so we had that, and then we had the Terminator Genisys trailer, which is just so fucking stupid.
What would Galway be famous for?
I don't know. The river. It's Irish traditional music. I don't know. All stuff I hate. I hate Galway. It's a horrible place.
Music in French.
Music. I don't know what the word for like traditional music is though. So there we are. So I got an email from Paramount Press Office in Dublin, and they go, "Hey, Lucien, we're going to send you the Terminator Genisys trailer when it's released at 9 p.m. And then they signed it off. Hasta la vista. So I got this email. So I thought, oh, 9 p.m. When did the Terminator Genisys trailer come out? 9 p.m. No, it comes out at 7:30. So it's like, fuck. And they send it out at 7:30. I'm like, but you said 9. Why is it out at 7:30? I don't really care anyway. Terminator Genisys trailer, one of the worst films ever made, will probably be Terminator Genisys. That was a messed up sentence. Terminator Genisys looks like a total fucking mess. You've got Schwarzenegger wearing a really, really crappy wig, and that's just the whole thing. And then you have fucking Daenerys Targaryen, and she's like not the right Sarah Connor. The whole film is a mess. Emilia Clarke. The whole thing looks like a total mess, but, you know, they're only making these films now to keep the rights until Cameron takes them back in 2017. So it is very much like the Amazing Spider-Man films in that no one really should expect them to be of any quality because they are made 100% to choke the life out of a brand before they lose it.
Right. Well, I talked to that army guy yesterday.
They're trying to make every last cent off the Terminator. You did?
Yeah. He was a very nice guy.
Okay. Did he talk
about...
I wrote
my name down on a piece of paper.
Why would you write
your name?
Military.
But I don't really work in a desk job. Both my parents kind of work in, like, desks. They seem relatively happy, but, like... Yeah. I don't want to be doing that.
I do want to be doing that.
So to join the army, I want to talk to the Gardaí as well. The fucking Gardaí left.
Well, the Gardaí is fucked. The army is just
yes.
The army is just miserable. No. But I would very much like to be a Gardaí. But I am aware that's not going to happen. But I would like very much to be a Gardaí. It would be fun, I think.
And my grandfather was in the army. He was very high up in the army. He was a commandant.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it sounds fancy.
Oh, it is. It's very fancy.
But...
So, I don't know. It's actually always been something I wanted to do. Was either that, Gardaí, or the army. It's something I wanted to do 2 years ago.
Guard a Detective Owen. I'm back.
Officer Owen. So it's like, I can go straight to officer if I...
Oh,
right. Basically, all I have to do is pass my leaving cert, get 4 honors, and I can become an officer straight away.
That is, well, if they have...
And then,
if
you like failure, you have to do the leaving cert, I think, to get into it, and become a recruit. But he became... The guy I was talking about, he was a cadet.
Yeah.
Basically, where they'll pay for your college, right?
Yeah.
You have to work in... You have to go to the army and basically work that money back.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I don't know, 20 grand, you have to work for 3 years in there.
I mean, that's why people join the American military, because you get basically free college education, but killing...
Which is very, very good.
Killing innocent Muslims out of the Middle East is not the answer to getting a college education in America. It's just not. It's not. American military sucks, but anyway.
He's still in the army, and yet he's already paid off his thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, he must enjoy it, then.
Yeah.
I mean, the Irish Army.
Anyway, he showed me photos of the training course. It's 18 months long, and man, they do pretty fucking brutal stuff.
Yeah.
They were climbing Whittle Mountains in, like, the fog, and they were, like, breaking ice in a river and crossing the river at the same time. And, like, he showed me, one guy got a shard of ice in his hand. Anyway, because I don't want to be sitting at a desk doing some bullshit job.
Yeah.
Then he told me that you have to do academic stuff like political, and I'm like, and I can go straight to me. They only take like 28 a year, so.
Yeah.
How much are you going to write?
I have no idea. I don't know where I'm going to find anything to write yet, so.
I found a load, but
you
I don't
sit
find
here. Oh, there's lists of stuff here. City Center, City Dweller, Overcoid, and now Z-Traveler.
How many universities are there? There's two. Well, there's two
there's
universities.
There's two universities. Yeah.
But one's an it's not a university, but I said there.
Wait, GMIT, yeah, that's not a university. There's only one then.
Yeah, well, I'll say two because...
Well, I don't know. I think most people consider GMIT a university. I don't know.
Okay.
But what was I going to say? Yes, so continuing about film news, no one gives a shit about. So we have Spectre, yes. And then we have the Terminator Genisys. Yes, where was I? Yes, Terminator Genisys. So we have Schwarzenegger with a stupid wig and the whole thing's a mess. Let me show you the poster for it.
Let me find out.
Genisys is not how they spell Genisys of America. It is common knowledge that this movie has a misspelled name. If you type in Genisys now, it'll just tell
God.
You.
Genisys.
It's Genisys. In C's. There's a Y. It's fucked up. This whole movie is stupid. I assume you found Terminator Genisys the first time that comes up, right?
No, it was a band.
Oh. What? No, because Genisys the band are spelled the normal way.
I only got credit yesterday, so...
You got data.
I got data.
I have to get credit tomorrow. Christmas Orzy Guide should be out today. I'm going to try and get it. I don't know if it is, actually. Yeah, I know it's always out this week. But what was it going to say?
It's Chris Martin, guys, so you know what movies to pirate.
Peter Pan Live, starring Christopher Walken and Alison Williams, was on last night, and no one died.
And no one what?
No one died.
Oh, so it was a success.
It was a success. I thought Christopher Walken was going to have a stroke.
How many people have actually died in the middle of that?
In the middle of what?
I don't know. A live performance on TV.
On TV? Oh, I don't. I really don't know. I think Tommy Cooper did. Although he didn't die on TV, but I'm pretty sure he like collapsed on TV and then he died like 5 minutes later. I'm not sure if that was on TV. I think it was. No, I think it was.
How many students would you reckon there is in Gala?
How many what?
Students would you reckon there is in
Gala? Oh, I have no idea. Those numbers are beyond me. But, so Terminator Genisys. Yeah, so after Terminator Genisys, it's more news. So, there was loads of news yesterday. So then they said...
That's enough.
How much of that did you write yourself?
All of it?
All right. Probably. So
we
have Marvel Netflix news. So as we all know, Marvel are doing these four Netflix shows. The first one is Daredevil starring Charlie Cox. That is already finished shooting, I'm pretty sure, or midway through shooting. The next one's going to be Jessica Jones. And who's been cast as Jessica Jones? Was it Teresa Palmer, who's a very attractive woman? No, it was a very unattractive woman. Kristen Ritter from Breaking Bad. And Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23. So she's... She's Jessica Jones, and I couldn't really give less.
Is she the one who plays Skyler?
No.
Oh my god.
Skyler's like 55. This is the one who played like Jesse's girlfriend who got like overdosed in like season 2. She was only in like 5 episodes, but yeah.
She was a whore. Nah, she was.
No,
She was a good girlfriend, man.
So that was that news, and then we had more Marvel news, and that Benedict Cumberbatch finally confirmed as Doctor Strange. So that's the thing now.
I think I'm going to go to ask his hairdo, because I know where I might have left my copy of my locker.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to easily check the study cover. Do you think that's enough?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've written nothing yet, so.
Okay, I'll be back in 5-10 minutes.
I'd be back. Oh no, what'll I ever do on the podcast? I'll have to pause and record it.
No, you can say without me.
I can't. I'll look weird if I'm talking to myself.
I'll leave my back here.
The other news was that Chris Pratt is in talks to join Anton Fuqua as the Magnificent Seven. Yeah, it's French, Irish, English.
I don't know my Irish.
All right, I'll be back in a few minutes. See you there.
Hi.
What is it? What's in the top secret envelope?
It's my E4 code.
Oh, well, that's pretty boring. Okay. Yet they misspell your name. I don't know my ePortal code, but I do have it saved on Safari, so I check it every day, but I can only check it on Safari on the specific computer. I can't check it anywhere else, and it's very frustrating. I want to check it on my phone.
Wait,
did you not take a code? I didn't. I lost the page, so... I mean, I can probably go into my keychain or something on Safari and find the password. I'm just keep forgetting to. Yeah, I need to remember that.
Okay, my next step is... I assume no one put it in the office, but I think she can get me there, because my name is so clearly written on the front of it. Let's see. Someone might be holding it for me.
It's like Cluedo.
What I want to do is check the cameras after Miss Harris has come.
It's your French copy.
It's very important.
You don't
to
check
me.
The copy unless somebody's been stabbed or there's been drugs or something.
Well,
you lost your French copy.
Yeah.
She's not checking the fucking cameras.
Yeah, she will. She likes me. I know, I think.
But that's a waste of time.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking French copy.
Well, waste of her time, not my time. about it.
Was your homework in it?
No.
No.
I just didn't
have homework. Well, then who gives a shit? Like, I don't know.
But I kind of like want that copy.
Yeah, but...
Maybe Shane can get it. I definitely had an accent.
It's so weird. I changed my accent color this morning from red to sort of turquoise, and now all of the stuff in this app is turquoise. It's really weird.
I have mine on yellow.
What's your favorite color? Oh dear. I could have done the Christmas episode right now.
Oh, we're doing that. We're doing that when you're in London.
No.
Yes. It's gonna be one actual quality.
No, because there has to be a Christmas episode. There has to be a review of the year, New Year's Eve episode, right? And then we have to do actual episodes up until then. So there's no point recording the Christmas episode, and the New Year's episode, and when I'm in London, I don't even have a guarantee there'll be internet in London. Because London doesn't have any internet.
It does. I'm sure the hotel is into it. It's either free or you have to pay for it. But it's going to be very bad internet.
But if you have to pay for it, I'm not going to use it, so. And if it's really bad internet, then it's going to be difficult to do a...
Michael gets a new pair of earphones, like, every
month. Every week.
Yeah, he had Beats, and then he had, like, a shitty Sony.
Why would you have Beats and then not have Beats? I guess there were some people who were really stupid and like lose and break stuff. I don't understand that. I've never broken anything in my life, except for the lamp that I broke yesterday. But lamps aren't important to me, so I break them all the time. Fuck you, lamp. I don't know what to say. University. Oh dear God, there must be something we can talk about on this podcast. It must be a fun game we can play.
Where's my coffee?
Oh yeah.
It's always a game.
We could play a fun game called. No, I'm not gonna pick you up games. I'm really not. Guess the day of the day. Give me a date and I'll tell you the day.
3rd of the 4th.
The 3rd of the 4th. The 3rd of April. This year, 2014. The 3rd of April was... Was a Thursday. Give me another one.
The
right 18th of January, 2014. Okay, that was a Thursday. I'm good at this game. It's really exciting. Really exciting game. Let's make sure I'm not lying. So what is this, the 18th of January? Oh no, it was a Saturday. Ooh, bah, 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 bah. So close, but yet so far. I was right about 3rd of April, anyway. Because I know that March 28th was a Friday, and hence I can just calculate. Oh. Jimmy Fallon had a child last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's a TV. He has his own show.
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. He's like my favorite show, but Jimmy Fallon has.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
He had his second child in a year and a half, and his wife is 48, and both childs have been born through surrogate mother, which is an interesting way to go. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with surrogates.
What?
Nothing wrong with a surrogate.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Perfectly respectable.
Then again, you know, I have that belief about having a license to have babies.
Oh, yeah. And they kept it a secret. They didn't say they were having a baby. And then suddenly it's like, oh, Jimmy's had a baby. Two shows are canceled. Oh, yeah.
So who's going to take over? Snoop Dogg.
They just showed reruns.
How does that work?
Well,
aren't these episodes timely?
Oh yeah, so the reruns are shit.
So who's gonna watch a rerun? It's like,
stupid people.
Bad news, guys. 9/11 happened.
It was kind of ridiculous because, like, Peter Pan Live was on last night. That had a big audience, and Jimmy Fallon was on straight afterwards. And it's supposed to be like, oh, we have a big audience after Peter Pan Live. And they just showed a fucking rerun some weeks ago with Mike Tyson. It's just so stupid. It's bad timing. Could he not have waited and had his child after Peter Pan Live? Jeez.
Yeah. Or recorded an episode before.
I see Shane. Yeah, exactly. He's the only person who knew he was having a child. He should have been responsible and recorded a show in advance, like they did for Thanksgiving.
You haven't seen a black hardback copy anywhere, no?
Well, I have two.
Put my name on it.
Oh, Shane. Play a fun game with the listeners. We've run out of stuff to do.
No, I would do it.
Guess how tall we are.
All right, guess. Hey, you there. Listener number two, you guess. Oh, no, wrong. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm exaggerating.
We should all do that. We should leave a message for our future selves in 20 years.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
All right, okay. So, Owen, if you're listening, which, knowing you extremely well, you won't be in even 20 years.
Remember your humble beginnings and don't let all the fame and wealth get your head.
Never let go of your dreams.
But Owen's going to be in the army in 50 years.
So, I assume by now you're competent. Keep up with the good work. Good luck in the war against America and France. Don't worry, Europe will win. That's to Americans.
After Europe wins, remember
to bow to your supreme leader, Kim Jong-un's second cousin.
Well, Kim Jong-un's daughter is going to be the supreme leader.
A woman.
Kim Jong-un only has a daughter, so if he died today, the new supreme leader would either be a woman or the whole state would collapse.
I want to kill Kim Jong-un today.
Yeah,
it's nice to know that they're going to put a woman as the supreme leader.
They're not going to. Oh. I mean, if Kim Jong-un died, they'd just pick a random child and pretend it was Kim Jong-un's secret son and make them the leader. Yeah. I mean, they can do whatever the fuck they want in North Korea, like, it's like the United Nations. It's not like the United Nations are going to, you know, give out to their ambassador or something. I mean,
anyway, Owen, wait, I'm not finished my message to myself right. yet.
Why don't you just adopt the child?
Shane, do you mind?
Huh?
Do you mind?
I mean,
I assume by now at least one of the people I'm sitting at the table with has died, which is very sad, yeah, I know, but you probably don't know that they have died, seeing as you haven't seen them in over 15 years.
Oh, God, that's depressing.
But that doesn't matter, because... You're competent, and
you kill people.
And
for a living.
I kill people for a living. No, sorry, you kill people for a living.
Ringo Starr and Schwarzenegger.
What else? Yeah,
I'll be back.
Together.
What? Yeah. You didn't see that.
All right,
Terminator Genisys.
Your message to your future self.
Hey, future Lucian. You know they shouldn't have believed you when you said that. I'm trying to think of a good joke. They shouldn't have believed you when you said the sky was turning to sea. It wasn't true.
And that you couldn't marry Scarlett Johansson and Emilia Clarke at the same time.
Well, I don't want to marry
her. Simultaneously banging Emma Watson.
I don't want to marry Emilia Clarke.
Why?
She's British.
Oh, you fucking racist. Owen, I also hope that with your help that
Ireland has formed a coalition government with Wales, Scotland, and New Britain. And a massive industry of producing arms and guns and coal.
All right, Lucien, I know you're that you're a supreme leader of the USSR now, but don't attack on America, because remember, they used to be nice people, and I know you're resentful because they wouldn't allow you to get remarried and stuff because of the Catholic Church taking over with their giant spaceships, but, you know, what can we do?
Are you done?
Yeah.
Say your future message to yourself.
Your message to your future self.
Stay awesome, asshole.
What? Stay alive.
I don't know what he said.
He said stay alive.
I don't know what he said.
Alright.
Stay awesome, asshole. How many days are there next week?
It'd be so funny if you actually... You should put like an asterisk before this episode. Just so we know, to search our episode.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fine.
I'm not going to do that.
Beat it.
Do you just remember that it's episode 153 or whatever?
This has to call them sexually and
no!
Yes, that is the name.
No, I don't, although I don't know what else to call it. I'm not going to put sex with anyone in the title. That's just obscene.
Oh, no way. I know.
I have sex with Scott Johansson in the future.
You should all check out the Victoria's Secret fashion show with Taylor Swift. No, I'm joking.
With Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
It's fucking demeaning to women. It's horrible.
I like it.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny's going to be here for 2 episodes in a row.
Whoa.
All right, Johnny, we all get messages to our future selves. Yeah. So you give yourself a message.
From my future self.
This is Johnny circa 2064.
So watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Although, to be honest, you'll probably be dead by then. Well, you won't. You'll be
I'll be dead at the age of 34. Yeah. 35.
27. Called it. I'm dying at 27, fuck you. And when? I better not have my funeral the same year as you. I don't want you taking the spotlight away from me.
Yeah, because everyone's going to give such a shit. My funeral will have like 2 people at it.
Which will be... This will be me and your one of your parents.
I would hope I have like a wife and child, but that's just being optimistic. So.
You could always adopt a baby, not stranger.
I could.
It turns out to be Kim Jong-un's secret son.
And the North Korean Secret Service smashing my window.
Oh, Owen, I hope that you stuck to your values and haven't had children, haven't got married. Either have become a bioterrorist or found a way
to
call
those people. All right, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the JL Show. We'll be back next... Oh, God, I get depressed every time I say that. We'll be back next week with more podcasts.
See you in 20 years, Owen.
More pod for your book with our Christmas episode we're going to record. So actually, we might not be back next week. Because we have to record our Christmas episode, we have to record our New Year's episode, and then we'll be... And then we'll have special episode live from London. Half.
I know why you say it's going to be live.
I am. First time I've left the country since we... Last time I left the country, I went to Newcastle in England. And we were... And you know what episode of the Jimmy Luke Show we were recording then?
56.
Episode 6. And now we're on episode 155.
You also did the one at the...
Yeah, well, I wasn't on that.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I haven't...
And we had the one in the forest.
Oh yeah, that doesn't count though. I haven't left the Republic of Ireland since February 2012.
Wait, when our future selves get the messages if you don't pay me your domain name?
These are all stored on archive.org, which is a free audio hosting platform, and they're not going to delete my stuff unless they shut down. They may very well do. Oh fuck! Fuck! This always happens. Ah. Nothing. Nothing? Alright.
Alright.
Goodbye, everyone.